And a pleasant good evening to you again, my friend, my radio friends. I thank you for all of your prayers that I was not able to come on the other Sunday because of a throat problem, but everything is good and God is good all the time. I miss you all. I want to constantly and continually be your pastor. And if you are having any problem, any difficulty, or you want prayer, feel free to send me an email, or you can drop me, or call me or something like that. And I'll be just happy to pray for you. But I want to talk to you today about disobedience. Most people wants to take the road of less resistance. Disobedience, has some of the most severe consequences that one can ever really imagine. Let me tell you, the king of Israel faced disastrous consequences because he failed to obey God. He hardened, and the hardening of his heart and his casual attitude to the sin of partial obedience caused him to be rejected as king. He lost his kingdom, and eventually he lost his life. But there is a guy I want to tell you about here. You have heard about him before. His name is Jonah. Jonah was summoned by God to carry out God's command, but he denied and skipped on to Tarshish, thinking that he can hide from God. He dishonored the honor of God put upon him, a commission to go to Nineveh and prophesy against its sin. He have been there before. He's acquainted with God's word and the voice of God. And he knew God's voice all time as a prophet. He knew God's voice different than a stranger. But Jonah acted as though he didn't recognize God's voice. And so nonchalantly goes his own way. Yes. Those that go on God's errand must rise and go, must tear themselves to the work of design for them. In this chapter, we have a command given to Jonah to preach at Nineveh. That's number one. Number two, Jonah's disobedience to that command. Number three, the pursuit and arrest of him for that disobedience by a storm in which he was asleep. Four, the discovery of him and his disobedience to be the cause of the storm. 5, the casting of him into the sea for the stilling of the storm. 6, the miraculous preservation of his life there in the belly of the fish, which was his reservation for further services. So what really happened to this is the honor God put upon Jonah in giving him a commission to go and prophesy against Nineveh. Jonah completely ignored God. He walked away as though nothing happened, as he didn't hear or he didn't care. Walked away like some folks with their hands in their pocket, and you're calling them on a bullhorn. They don't even hear you. Conveniently. You know, God's word is a real thing. Men's word are but wind, but God's word and words are substance. And as I said before, Jonah has been acquainted with the word of the Lord and knew his voice from that of a stranger. So the order is now given him, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city. He didn't care. And the Bible says that Nineveh was at this time the metropolis of the Assyrian monarchy, an eminent city, a great city, that great city, 48 miles in comparison. That man went the opposite direction, completely away from what God said to him. And things like that, many people do not listen to the voice of reason. They go their own direction. No matter how wise it sounds, do not do this, do not do that. They are stiff-necked, self-willed, only listen to themselves. No voice of reason for them. And they find themselves into many, many, many troubles. I used to be very much like that when I was a kid growing up. When I was a kid, my sister couldn't tell me to do anything for or walk some road. I got very angry about that. And you know, there are always severe consequences in disobedience when we don't disobey. And many times, dogs will be chasing me from different places because my sister told me to walk one way. Now I'm going to be walking somewhere else. And I'm going to be finding myself in all kind of problems with dogs rushing me from angles. Oh, I tell you some stories. So Jonah shrugged and purpose in his heart not to obey God, but go his own way. His human nature then becomes his master and ruler. So he paid his fare to Joppa. He wasn't even concerned about the cost to travel. As long as he gets out from the sight of God, that's what he thinks. But the psalmist says in Psalms 139:7, he says, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the morn, If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me. You see, we might run. We can't hide. Impossible to hide from the all-seeing eyes. God Almighty. In 2 Chronicles 6, verse 16-9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord moved to and fro the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." You cannot hide from God. I cannot hide from God. When we have a disobedient heart, we're going to be always in trouble. A disobedient heart can hurt you physically, spiritually, or emotionally. It is an accident waiting to happen. So you've been asked to take a specific route or not to travel on such road. But the spirit of disobedience in our air, that spirit of disobedience in our air causes us to stumble and therefore subject us to become helpless, boring, and in harm's way, and sometimes a victim of circumstances. So we learn by our mistakes, and some learn by mistakes. It's, you know, and some again learn by other lessons they've been taught. So our brother Jonah went to Joppa and took a ship going to Tarshish, and there he found that one. But you know, providence, divine guidance seemed to favor his design and give him an opportunity to escape. It seems as the divine guidance always come back around to support, because you cannot get away from God when he wants you to do something. God is going to get you at any cost. But the ready was not always the right way. He found a ship which was just getting ready to weigh anchor and perhaps to set sail for Tarshish. She was ready, getting ready. But it's not always the right way. And you know, we must see what the best of man are. When God leaves them to themselves, and what need we have. When the word of the Lord comes to us, to have the Spirit of the Lord come along with it, to bring every thought within us into obedience to it. The prophet Isaiah says that therefore I was not rebellious, neither turn away. I didn't turn back, because God not only spoke to him, but opened his ears. That is what you get from being obedient. So when God wants something done and through a specific person, he will get it done at any cost. You can believe that. Because God is supreme. He reigns sovereign and full of sovereignty. He is not bound by, nor never will he become bound by human misconceptions. God is free. He is creator. His power extends over all creation. And let me tell you out there, my friends, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You cannot defy God's command and walk away nonchalantly free. For when you think peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. God will address and defeat and defend every part of his dignity. He will defeat the work of the enemy. God will defend his deity, his character, his sovereignty, his supremacy. He will defend his who he is, what he is, his eternal being and nature, the Alpha and Omega. And you know something it says, therefore it would have been better for you not being born. You can run, but you can't hide. You're not able to hide from God, for his eyes goes to and fro throughout the world. He neither slumber nor sleeps. My friends, when you defy God, you make a spiritual crack in your soul. It is sometimes like a crack in the structure of a building, and if it is not addressed soon, eventually, the whole building crumbles and everything turns to ruins. You don't want to have a crack in your soul, because it is always very easy for the enemy to drive his wedges through those crevices and tear you wide open. Obedience and disobedience. Obedience, it really means it is our obligation, our dutiful obligation to obey God, to hear his word and act accordingly. When you obey God, he honors you. You are therefore presented with honorarium. Obedience provides spiritual protection and growth to your household, your family. The good things you do follows you and your family. A person can lose the presence and power of God on their life when they intentionally disobey what they know to be God's will. Yes, they can. They can lose that. And suffering is not the worst thing that can happen to us. My friend, disobedience to God is the worst thing that can ever happen to any individual. No matter where you go or whatever you do, you are going to meet and you're going to run into that spiritual brick wall. You'll be groping in darkness. Nothing seems to be satisfaction, no satisfaction coming or fulfillment. You becomes as an empty vacuum. You be like chin deep in water and still be thirsty. My friends, we all have to be very careful. Especially God's calling on our life. Because when Jonah set on ship and on the sail for Tarshish, he really thought himself safe enough. He thought so. He was sure that going the other direction, he would be out of the sight of God. But there we find him pursued and overtaken, discovered and convicted as a deserter from God, as one that had run his colors and his course. So God sends a pursuer after him, a mighty tempest in the sea. God has the winds in his treasure. Psalms 135:7 says, and out of these treasures, God sent forth, he cast forth, with force and violence, with force and violence, a great wind into the sea. Even stormy winds fulfill his word and are often the messengers of his wrath. And so he gathers the winds in his fist, where he holds them, and whence he squeezes them, when he pleases. And though, as though the wind blows, whether it listeth, I tell you, it rocked the ship. Look, you cannot play with God. He's going to send something to get you. The effect of the wind as a mighty tempest. For when the winds rise, the waves rise. Listen to me. I want you to note something. Sin brings storms and tempest into the soul, into the family, into the churches and nations. It is a disquieting, disturbing thing. It is. The tempest prevailed to such a degree that the ship was like to be broken. And so the sailors expected no other ship around. And that no other were there to help. And the ship which was with Jonah was tossed here and there. They were wondering what happened because they have never met that before. Sometimes we might have people or bring people into our lives, and our lives become disarrayed by certain elements, certain energy that person gives off. We have to be careful with our own company and who we associate ourselves with. It is not right to always just pick up someone and bring them directly into your home. But however, let me get back to Brother Jonah. Brother Jonah, he was walking such a far off, away from God, without even turning around or looking back. But his fishy ordeal took the kinks out of his neck, and he turned to look again toward the Lord's holy temple. I tell you, God has a way of doing things. God is not joking. When God wants something done, you cannot try to dishonor God's honor. When God calls, you cannot find a good excuse to say you are not ready. You know, God is calling all of us. But most of us think we do not ready to fulfill God's purposes in our lives. So instead of answering God's call, we will give what we think is a good excuse to not fulfill our calling. To I am that I am. Like Moses, he said he couldn't speak. Well, God said, all right, you can't speak. I'll get somebody to speak for you, but you're going to do what I said. Yeah. Making excuses. He's looking for an easy cop out now to say, well, okay, who am I to go in front of this powerful man, Pharaoh, to talk to him? God said, don't worry, I'll be with you. Couldn't get away. Yeah. Is it any good excuse not to fulfill the calling on our lives? There is no good excuses for not answering. We can say, I am not ready. I am not worthy. I do not want to do it. I can't do it, etc., etc. But let me tell you something. God's honor will not be dishonored. Learn your lesson from disobedience with Jonah. He had severe consequences from his disobedience. And eventually, he got his the deliverance from the belly of the fish. Yeah. He eventually had to go right back and do what the Lord said. When God summoned us to do something, we must get up, brush up. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Direct me. Go. Instead of coming up with all kind of faint excuses. You and I have no excuses. Jonah thought he had excuses. He thought that he could slip away and run the other direction. Yeah, please. He can't hide from Supreme Being. There is no way any one of us can hide from the Almighty, especially when he put his honor upon you to carry out his bidding and you try to dishonor him, it's better you put a millstone around your neck. You can't play with God. Please listen to what I have to say to you. If you have been called for anything, and something especially from God, do not come up with the spirit of disobedience, because you will fail drastically. My friends, I leave you with the love of the Lord. Today I come to an end. And I pray that this message was a blessing to you. I pray next time that you will encourage your other friends and families to listen in the next 2 weeks. And may God richly bless you all and open your doors through for prosperity and healing and blessing in your lives. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.